Just had a tweet from David at Primary Position, which sparked off a vein of thought, and I thought I'd just fill you in on it. It's all about movers and shakers, people who make things happen. Something he said in his tweet at random sparked off the idea that there are movers and shakers. There are people who make things happen. There are people who break the mold. There are people who change things. There are people who cause ripples. There are people who are bold and courageous and brave and fearsome, and they're warriors. There are effectors. There are leaders. There are sleepers. There are underground explosioners. There are mice who eat cheese. That's reference to, in case you think I'm going losing the brain altogether, that's to a book called Who's Eaten My Cheese? A book I remember well about change. Volcanoes. There are volcanoes. There are transformationalists. There are movers and shakers. There are people who don't sit around their arse doing nothing. There are people who take risks, risk takers. There are upsetters. There are people who inherently are predisposed against the status quo. There are people into continuous improvement. Yes, continuous improvement. Movers and shakers. What else are there? There are certainly upsetters. There are undoers. There are people who drop their mobile phone while they're talking on it, and daren't even go down there looking for it because they can't find it, and then they grudge. Yes, there are people who drop their mobile phones, who see their mobile phones slide. What kind of people are there who are movers and shakers? They're people who made the world. The original mover and shaker in the biblical tradition is I am the Word. You know, Genesis is moving and shaking, isn't it? No question about it. In the beginning was light or something. No, in the beginning was the Word, and then there was light and darkness, and then one after the other, all sorts of things happened. So there's definitely been a moving and a shaking there. Okay, I've got David at Primary Position to thank for this. Thanks a lot, David.